February 17th. A story of a singer, an ex, and a chance encounter. It is Stefano. It is February 18th, and this is my February 17th topic. And for today, it's how did you meet your significant other? Or I suppose your girlfriend or whatever, right? Boyfriend. Okay, so let me take you back to 1992. May of 1992, I was going to a Melissa Etheridge concert with a good friend of mine. We were standing in the lobby of the theater where she was going to be playing, and my friend Robert was having a smoke, and I was just having a drink. And we were talking and kibitzing and talking about how great this concert was going to be. When I get a tap on my shoulder, now I look over at my friend to see, you know, as because he was looking over my shoulder with a, I wouldn't say a look of horror, but it was sort of a look of a little bit of concern. And I was like, well, who could that be if he's concerned? I mean, this took literally a couple of seconds at most, but this is how long it felt to me. It felt like I was looking at him and I was thinking, now, who could that be that he's got this look of concern? So I turn around to see my ex-girlfriend, saying hello to me, and she had recognized me in the lobby, and she just wanted to say hello. And with her was her friend. And we talked a little bit, and that friend was Ruth, who is now my wife. And it was funny because she, you know, we didn't have a lot of time before the concert, but we had enough time to sort of chit-chat and do some idle conversation about, you know, the weather and Melissa Etheridge and music and what kind of music they liked. And for some odd reason, the conversation rolled around to Greenpeace. Don't ask me how. I can't remember the permutations or what would have led us to talking about Greenpeace. Maybe Melissa Etheridge was involved in Greenpeace, or maybe a singer that my friend Robert brought up was involved in Greenpeace, or something to that ilk. And when I said Greenpeace, the person who would eventually become my wife said something about Greenpeace. And I distinctly remember looking at her and saying, what have you got against Greenpeace? And to this day, she still says she had put her foot in her mouth when it came to that. But so that's really how I met her. And we didn't start dating right away, not at all. I found her cute, but that's sort of where it ended. And later on, I think it was my ex's boyfriend. This is really where it gets complicated, because my ex-girlfriend was not in my life anymore. I occasionally got a phone call or something, just, you know, she would say hello or whatever. But really, we weren't really in communication. And this chance encounter, she said, well, one day I was somewhere and she'd call me up out of the blue and she says, well, why don't you come over for coffee? Because I happened to be in the neighborhood. And I said, at first I said, oh, this is really strange. You know, I don't want to get involved in this again. So I said, all right, I'll go over. And it was really strange. Her apartment was full of people. There must have been 13 people in the place. And her boyfriend was there, and a really, really nice fellow named Dave. I mean, just salt of the earth guy. And, guitar player and just folk singer and just laid back, really relaxed guy. And we got along famously. In fact, so much so that I like to tell the story that probably 2 or 3 weeks after I met him and had spent some time with him that evening, we had sort of a party and we had dinner together. I met his two sisters and his nephew. I mean, it gets quite involved, right? I get a phone call from him, and he's asking me how in the world does he deal with his girlfriend, my ex. So he was looking for advice on how to deal with her. And I laughed. I remember, I said, buddy, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I there's a reason why she's my ex. there was some things I just couldn't deal with. And I'm usually an easygoing guy, but just anyway, it didn't work. And I suppose this guy was in the sort of the same boat. And the only thing, I really didn't have any advice for him other than, you know, do what is best for you. And if you're going to do it, you know, do it quickly so as not to drag it out and not to hurt her further or to hurt yourself further. And anyway, he thanked me and I hung up the phone and I had a big guffaw because, how typical, you know, he meets me and 3 weeks later, you know, he's asking me for advice and this guy doesn't even know me. Doesn't know if I'm going to turn around and, you know, tell my ex. You know, that's what got me. It's like, I guess I must have a trustworthy face, you know, and so people feel that they can talk to me and share somewhat intimate details about things. And that's fine, you know. It's anything that's told to me, like I tell everybody, anything that's told to me stays between my two ears and doesn't go any further. It's been sort of a motto that I've lived by all my life. But eventually what happened was I went back and hung out with them again, this my ex-girlfriend and her present boyfriend. And they tried to make things work out. So they were together for quite some time afterwards. And I remember saying to my ex-girlfriend, excuse me, that they knew somebody that they could set me up with. And I went, you know what, I don't know. Cause some of the people in their entourage, I wasn't too crazy about. And then this Ruth person came up again. And I kind of remembered that I'd met her at the concert. And she was really shy, and I was really shy. And I think it was either her birthday or I'm pretty sure it was her birthday. They decided to throw her a little surprise party and they invited me along. And anyway, you know, one thing led to another and I invited her on a date and the rest, as they say, is history. But yeah, that's how it all came about. Very long, complicated story. But one that, you know, I know that my daughter knows that we sort of met through an ex-girlfriend, which is always kind of weird, meeting somebody like that. We didn't really stay, I mean, she stayed friends with my ex-girlfriend for a while, and we never really hung out with her. You know, once we met and we started dating, we kind of went our separate ways. But it's really strange, and we'll always remember, we'll always remember Melissa Etheridge and in the May of 1992 when we met. And we courted for 8 years before we got married, so that kind of tells you a few things, right? Anyhow, so that was my February 17th topic on how you met your significant other. I don't know what the 18th topic is, or even if there's one out right at the moment. I think I'm going to take a break and relax and go and take care of my arm, maybe take another painkiller, and try to get some work done. I should be writing a report right now, but it's really, really tough. Can't concentrate. Even talking and it's just very hard to concentrate. So I just want to wish everyone a very good day and hope that wherever you are and whatever you're doing, you're living in peace and tranquility and that you can have a good day and enjoy it. Thanks for listening.